It's Friday, the 26th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority is organizing FinTech Square, an event aimed at exploring the intersection of finance and technology. Scheduled for May, the event will showcase various innovations in financial technology, highlighting their potential to transform traditional financial practices. NAMFISA spokesperson Victoria Muranda.
The event for FinTech is themed FinTech Unleashed, showcasing innovation at the square. The event will take place on the 30th and 31st of May 2024 at the Vento Country Club starting 8 o'clock. To apply for a chance to exhibit solutions of FinTech Square, innovators of non-bank financial services can apply by scanning the QR code on the NAMFISA website.
Today, the Bank of Namibia is set to unveil its instant payment project, aiming to introduce faster and more efficient payment transfers. Instant payments credited to accounts within 10 seconds of processing offer a swift alternative to traditional methods. Deputy Finance Minister Maureen Hindam-Boende highlights the significance of this initiative, which aligns with global trends towards real-time financial transactions.
The payments platform would enable people to transact. You know, we are moving in the age of digital economy, and e-money is quite an industry that enables people to access financial services. Now, this payment system is quite a milestone because it will offer platform on a much cheaper rate. Therefore, the e-money systems should become much affordable. So this payment platform is a balancing act in that regard.
Penda Nehonga of the Namibia Progressive Party suggests that mines could contribute over 36 million annually to address the country's housing crisis, potentially mitigating unemployment. Nehonga hints at exploring additional contributors for a development tax to support further solutions.
We also look at the shops we've got in this country, that what are we benefiting as Namibians? Why we cannot request all this, like have develop a, what you call it, development tax in a way that each, if it's a small shop, they only contribute 1,250. Why the big shops like ShopRite and Pick and Pay and the Metros and others, those they fall in the category of 3,000 Namibian dollars per month for each shop.
Former SA President Thabo Mbeki says it's time for the government to heed the undisputable concerns voiced by citizens. He had previously criticized the ANC for its handling of corruption, but has now returned to support the party under President Cyril Ramaphosa. Mbeki, hitting the campaign trail for the ANC in Soweto, encouraged citizens to vote for the ruling party in the upcoming elections. The University of Southern California has cancelled its upcoming graduation ceremony, citing security concerns. It comes in the wake of campus protests over the war in Gaza and the controversial cancellation of a valedictorian's speech. Ira Spitzer brings us the report.
USC says new security concerns mean it now won't have enough time to prepare for the graduation ceremony, which was supposed to take place on May 10th and is usually attended by about 65,000 students and guests. The Southern California University has arrested more than 90 pro-Palestinian protesters in recent days who were taking part in the demonstrations that have spread to campuses across the country. Tensions had already been running high at the school after administrators canceled a valedictorian scheduled to speak at the graduation, citing threats it had received over her anti-Israel viewpoints, but not providing evidence of those threats.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.